Completely unaware at that moment of what was going on in the woods, the sec boss and Mildred were about to part company. After leaving the wood-felling sites, they had walked down to the beach where work was progressing on the refashioning of the boats. From here, they had moved into the villa itself, where the effort was underway to pack up as much of the villa as possible for transportation, while still keeping things running until the time came for them to depart. Both at the beach and in the villa, Mildred was aware that there were sections of the community that resented her presence as an overseer, and were more inclined to talk to the sec boss than they were to her directly. She wondered if Sunita would have been wiser to make the round of the works herself with the sec boss, rather than send Mildred. The doctor had heard some talk among sections of the populace concerning herself and J.B., and also talk of resentment that such an interloper should be acting as a liaison between the leader and the Pilatans. They couldn't be told the truth yet, that Barris was fast approaching the end of his life. Despite the painkiller she had given him, Mildred had known from the first that the leader's condition was critical. What had surprised her was the rapid worsening of that condition. It was as though the old man had been grimly hanging on, waiting for the time to commit to a decision. The arrival of Mildred and the rest of the companions had been the catalyst, and now action had finally been taken. With that unburdening, and the knowledge that any attempt to move him would likely hasten his demise, the old leader seemed to have let go. So his daughter was spending as much time with him as possible, asking Mildred to fulfill her tasks. But the people couldn't be told this, as they couldn't be distracted from their purpose at this time. Mildred and the sec boss arrived back at Sunita's quarters and entered. As Mildred had expected, the leader's daughter wasn't there.
You'd better get on with your own tasks. I've kept you from them long enough. Lord knows if I'm tired, you must be exhausted, having to nursemaid me as well.
On the contrary, it is a vital part of my duty, and a part from which I derive great satisfaction working alongside you.
It's good of you, but it must be a real pain to have to follow my ass around.
It is something I would follow from choice.
Mildred wasn't sure Marcos realized what he said, but he was looking at her intently, and as her eyes locked onto his, she felt her head spin. He crossed the room and embraced her, bending so that his lips could meet hers. Mildred responded without thinking, pulling him to her fiercely. Marcus's hand slid down Mildred's back to cup her buttocks.
What now?
Marcus broke the embrace, shot Mildred a puzzled glance, then rushed to the door. Mildred followed and was astounded to see J.B., supported by Ryan and Christy, hobbling across the main square, while the growing crowd stared at their captive fellow Pilatin, with Elias holding the Glock steadily trained on him.
Mildred! J.B. really needs some attention!
And I have something that I think is equally in need of your attention.
It was the afternoon following the blaster incident by the river, and after Mildred had dressed J.B.'s wound and shot him full of painkiller, it was decided that he would be unable to return to tree felling until he had healed. In fact, under the current time frame, it was unlikely that J.B. would be able to take part in the evacuation procedures. It was Mildred's suggestion that he remain in the ville, where he could make himself useful supervising the cleaning and packaging of the Pilatin armory. It would also give him a chance to restore to full working order the companion's own blasters, which were currently lying idle. Marcos had bristled when she outlined the plan, but as the Pilatin armorer, a man named Simon, who was known to be sympathetic to integration, had raised no objection, Sunita had overruled the sec boss's objections. Mildred had just left Sunita's quarters on her way to a meeting with Barris. She was spotted by J.B. as he left the armory to fetch more packing cases, while Simon went through the spare H&Ks.
Millie, where are you going?
John, I can't stop right now. I've got to see Barris.
Well, I can see he's more important.
It's not like that, John, and you know it. But I'm under a lot of pressure here.
We're all under pressure. You're not alone.
Anyway, if this whole evacuation is going to come off, I've got a lot to take care of. Sunita has left it all to me while she looks after her father.
Quite convenient for her. If it all turns to shit, then who'll get the blame?
I know it looks that way, but trust me when I say that it isn't.
Whatever you say, Millie. Point is, we don't actually see enough of you to be comfortable with what's going on.
It's hard, John. There's so much to attend to. Look, I can't stop to talk now. I really have to be getting on with things. After all, he is still the Baron here, and I can't afford to piss him off, for all our sakes.
I guess not. I suppose I have my own work to do.
Look, I'll tell you what we can do. Meet me here at about 9 tonight. I'll fill you in on what's been going down, and you can let the others know what plans have been made.
There was the unspoken implication that she would be seeing JB alone. Right now, she wasn't sure how she felt about that, but she didn't want to hurt JB, especially at a time when they all had to pull together. Issues that she had pushed to the back of her mind came bubbling to the surface. Issues with which she didn't wish to deal at the moment.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. I'll tell the others when I see them. But I guess I'd better be going. Till later.
The armorer moved off, and Mildred watched him go, aware that Marcos was watching her. She turned and walked toward the building, trying not to meet the sec boss's eyes.
So you will be meeting with him later?
Do you really need me to answer?
Yes, I believe I do. Partly because of what is between us, and partly because I have larger concerns to oversee. What will you be telling him?
Nothing that will have any bearing on your responsibilities. Now, if you have no objections, the leader is expecting me.
I know. I have been informed.
Is that why you've personally taken this watch?
I dismissed the guard so I could speak with you in some degree of privacy. Now I shall have to cover until the next watch.
And I need to see Barris. Talk to you later.
She left Marco staring impassively away from her. The leader's quarters were in almost complete darkness. One oil lamp, suspended from a bracket near the door, lit the interior, and the shutters on the windows were covered with thick curtains. It took Mildred's eyes a while to adjust, during which time she made her way unsteadily and carefully across the room. Barris's healer, Layla, appeared from the shadows, her hand gently taking Mildred's arm to guide her to the leader's bedside without bumping into anything.
It takes a few moments. I am almost blind for the first few minutes of duty.
When Mildred was seated by the leader's bedside and her eyes had become accustomed to the low level of light, she was able to see that Sunita hadn't exaggerated his condition. Barris's eyes were wild and bloodshot, staring out into the darkness, seemingly fixed on some distant point. He had grown, if anything, thinner than the first time she had seen him, and the painkillers were having little effect. They could keep the level of pain bearable, but they no longer relieved it. His skin held a ghostly gray tinge, and had started to break out all over in sores.
Mildred, I'm glad you came. It is difficult to focus. Even now, it would seem that I drift in and out of this world. It is difficult to discern what is a dream and what is real. I see my mother and father, my wife. They wait for me. And as beautiful and noble as they were in their prime, perhaps they will see me in that way when I go to them, not as I am now. Layla, where are you?
I am here, my leader.
You may leave us for now. Mildred is able to care for my needs while I talk, and we must have privacy. She will call for you when I am done. Perhaps Aaron will be on duty. I know you have feelings for him. Your face lights up when you even mention his name.
Thank you, my leader.
The healer left them alone. Mildred watched her go, thinking Layla would be disappointed when she saw it was Marcos outside, not Aaron. Barris waited for the door to close before grasping Mildred's hand tightly.
I must say this, and quickly, while I am lucid. I want you to listen carefully.
You've got my full attention. But why can't Sunita know this?
In the regular course of events, she and her husband would be told, but I do not yet know if she will take the hand of Marcos or Elias or will opt to continue alone. If she alone were told, and at such a time, it would put her in grave danger.
Why? Why now?
Barris grasped her hand harder.
Listen, and you will understand.
Time to reload. Deathlands is continued on the next CD.